Now, we're going to start off this afternoon by chatting to a gentleman called Tony T. Now, Tony was in Kerry a few years ago talking about gambling addiction because he's a recovered gambling addict himself, and he now works as a counsellor in the area of addiction. But it's a few years since Tony was last in Kerry giving a talk, and he's back in Listowel tonight, and he's going to be talking about gambling addiction again. But he's also going to be talking about a new problem that has arisen, particularly among younger people, and that is addiction to gaming. Now, many of you out there, will, like myself, will probably only have a vague idea of what gaming is, and I certainly didn't know that it's something that could result in an addiction. So I was very interested in talking to Tony T ahead of his talk tonight. He popped into studio earlier for a chat with me, accompanied by David McSweeney, who's a counsellor and psychotherapist at Listowel Family Resource Centre. And at the outset, I asked Tony to tell me a little bit about gaming and gaming addiction.
So I suppose over the last number of years, because of the rise of technology, there has been a blurred line between gambling and gaming. So you look at the likes of Grand Theft Auto has a kind of a virtual casino within the game, and also FIFA and other games have loot boxes, which would be very similar to gambling in regard, I suppose, in that they have randomised outcomes for, you would put money into it. So you might buy a player pack for a big player pack would be €20, we'll say, and you'll have a 5.6% chance of getting a high-level player. So that's what's of value to the person within the game. So that's where the kind of, that's where the similarities will be with gambling. And then they will give you the name of the country first, then the position, then the player. So it's very much just getting the same brain chemistry has been triggered as if you have the anticipation of waiting for a bet.
So you're not actually gambling, but...
It is and it isn't. It's not actually gambling, but there would be very much similarities between the two. So it's the randomised outcome. So the definition of gambling would be to put something in of a value to try to get something of higher value back out. That would be a broad definition. So something of higher value might be a player within the game. So it mightn't be value to me or you if we didn't play that game, but to that person it's of higher value. So that's where it kind of
and exists. You're getting the same, we'll say, dopamine hit to the brain as you would with any other form of addiction.
Yeah, similar even with Facebook, it's like getting a like on a post, you're getting those constant dopamine hits. And I suppose nowadays with the rise of technology, especially with gambling, we're getting those hits hundreds of times a day if we're on that game for that long or on that site for that long.
Yeah, I'm thinking straight away that there are parents of, we'll say, teenage boys all over Kerry going, what, you know? I don't know, rightly or wrongly, I associate gaming with teenage boys. I know girls do it as well, but that's probably wrong. I mean, it's probably a lot more people gaming.
Yeah, well, part of the presentation tonight, I share a stat, probably giving away a little bit of the presentation tonight, but it's 54% male, 46% female.
Yeah, you see, I'm shocked by that.
The average age of a male gamer is 32 and the average age of a female gamer is 34. But we'll say 96% of male adolescents will game and 86% of female adolescents will game regularly. But we're looking at Candy Crush, we're looking at 8-Ball Pool, Monopoly Go, even Roblox has gambling elements in it because of all the spinny things and lights and bells and whistles. Yeah. So that's where there are, research is starting to show that, you know, people who do engage in these type of games, buying loot boxes, buying player packs, going into these casinos, the Diamond Resort Casino and Grand Theft Auto, they're learning about Oz, they're learning about different games, like different gambling games. And then you'll have also on the backdrop of that, then you'll have social media influencers who will have videos posted how to get more money within the game. So you're getting all this kind of mixed messages around gambling.
And why is that a problem? What's the danger of the gaming, we'll say? We'll just stick to the gaming for a sec.
I suppose it kind of creates those patterns, so that habitual pattern within the brain. Like my first bet was when I was 24, but my first ever exposure to gaming or gambling was when I was 10. My dad brought home, and I'm showing my age here, but my dad brought home an Amstrad CPC 464, first home computer. You load the games by cassette, and there was a free game that came in called Fruit Machine, and I spent hours then hitting that space bar trying to get the 3 sevens. And when I got those, the 3 sevens, the lights, the bells, the whistles, I was getting that same dopamine hit as I would have if I'd been in a normal casino.
Okay, and is gaming a gateway to gambling, or are they a different
thing? That's what research is starting to show, that it can increase the risk of problematic gaming in the future. It can increase those microtransactions within the game. It's like you're trying to level up within the game. So there's a certain amount of involvement in the game, a certain amount of... must have had to describe it, connection to the game, I suppose. Like, I had a client who would have huge slot machine addiction, is in recovery the last couple weeks, but started going on Candy Crush and started buying those packs for €2.99 trying to get the same hit in the brain. So it's very similar. And then the opposite can happen, where it's a start off and it can lead to.
Yeah, you see, I wasn't aware of this at all. And why aren't we talking about this? Why is this not well known?
Why aren't we talking about gambling as well? It's still very much in its infancy. All process addictions are very much still in their infancy. Like, gambling was only brought into the DSM, the Diagnostic Manual, in 2013. So we're only really starting to get the research. And until we got proper funding in place in Ireland, we won't see that robust research.
This is very, very interesting stuff. David, can I come to you for a moment? What prompted you to invite Tony back to Listowel? Because I know he's been here before to talk to
him. Yeah, I suppose, as you said yourself, why aren't we talking about it? And, you know, I brought Tony down last year after I heard his story myself. And, you know, it's a powerful story. And through his story, people do start talking about it. And, you know, I suppose last year was more so kind of around gambling. Now it's gambling with gaming as well, because I do have a lot of family members who come in and say their son, their daughter, they're struggling, they're spending a lot of time on technology. And, you know, is there harm? Is there not? You know, so for like Tony starts these conversations, it's a great way then for us to speak more and kind of safeguard younger people.
To what extent is gambling an issue, are you finding from your work in Listowel?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're into our service now, we've been operating for 2 years, and, you know, more and more clients are coming forward. And even from Tony's talk last year, there's some people who would have been in attendance who then would have showed up and used the service after. So again, it's about trying to raise awareness, reduce stigma, because it's great having a service there, but if they don't feel comfortable in using it, there's no point in it being there. So I suppose having these conversations shows that, yeah, people come to the service and they get well, they get better, and, you know, these services weren't there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just thinking, just coming back to the gambling, Tony, about Cheltenham. And I think all these events are so glamorised now, and it's such a big thing. I mean, 20 years ago, people knew Cheltenham was going on, but it wasn't all over the media, everywhere, you know. So I suppose there's a glamorous element to a lot of places of gambling nowadays, isn't there?
Yeah, there's quite also a normalised element to it. I was in TK Maxx in Waterford last Tuesday morning, I think, and there was two young people talking about what horses they were going to gamble on that day, like two 17, 18-year-olds, two girls that were talking about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And like, the conversations get normalised within that week. But gambling has been normalised. You know, horse racing was very much synonymous with gambling. But like, you look at any football match now, you can't turn it on without being bombarded with gambling stats, gambling ads. You can gamble on 160 odd outcomes of any football match for the duration of the 90 minutes. When I started gambling, you'd done first goal scorer, or you'd done
the football pools.
Yeah, the pools, the old dockets. Nowadays, you can gamble during the game. You can chase that money quicker, and that's where I got in trouble, that chasing that losses throughout as well. So, yeah, it has been normalised, and it is glamorised, because we only ever see one side of it in the advertisement. You all see the fun, the excitement. We very rarely get to see the darker side of the golf gambling, the one that's starting to increase in Ireland.
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much, so I won't keep you much longer. But Tony, I gather what you'll be doing tonight is you'll be telling your own story initially. Is that right?
Yeah, I think because we're focusing a little bit on gaming, so I do a little bit of my own story. Like, generally when I do some other talks, I might give a full hour and a quarter of the full story through PowerPoint. I give a good snapshot of that, but also I want to talk with the psychology around gambling, the loss disguises wins, some of the psychology that's used to keep you playing for longer, because if you're playing for longer, we're losing more money. And then at the very end, we bring in the gaming elements, but also to have loads of room for questions and answers, because that's where a lot of the learning is, when people ask questions at the end.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents give out and say, oh, the young crowd are always on their phones nowadays, but they don't realise that there's a very serious side to that.
Yeah, but look, even just to touch back on the gaming, I would have worked with a few clients who would have had gaming and gambling addiction, and one person in particular would have spent €5,000 of his parents' credit card on player packs. So they're €20 ago, so he was kept on spending his parents' credit card. And I would have another person who would have spent real money in the virtual casino in Grand Theft Auto trying to get status within the game. So it's about kind of creating awareness around what can happen with gambling or gaming addiction.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. And finally, and maybe I'll put this to you, David, mm-hmm. who First of all, it's happening tonight. Where and what time?
So it's happening tonight in Lisfoul Family Resource Centre from 7 o'clock. So I suppose we still have a few tickets left. So if people still want to come, just give us a call. It'll be on from about 7 to about 9. Yeah, so there'll be some chances for questions and answers towards the end.
Yeah, and who is this of interest to?
It's of interest for, I suppose, professionals working in the area, for the general community, for family members, for people who may or may not have struggled with gambling addiction themselves, or maybe, I suppose, be a loved one of someone struggling as well. So it's for the whole community, really. I suppose everyone can learn from it tonight.
Yeah, and I would imagine parents in particular, maybe, Tony?
Yeah, parents usually find the gaming element very interesting, as I would as a parent, because, I suppose, my own daughter is 13 now, so I don't know half of what site she's on, but I think it's good to kind of have a little bit more insight into what can happen in these games and what it may lead to down the line.
And that was Tony T there, a former gambling addict, now an addiction counsellor. He's coming to Lisfoul tonight and will be giving a talk and a questions and answers session at the Lisfoul Family Resource Centre. That kicks off at 7. By the way, the tickets for that event are free, but you do need to call and book them in advance. And the number you need there is 068-23584, and again 068-23584. And certainly we know a lot about gambling addiction. We probably know an awful lot less about gaming addiction. I didn't even know it was a thing, but apparently it is, and it can be a gateway to gambling and to other things, and it's just as serious as any other addiction, apparently, and is on the rise among young people. Very interesting talk tonight, and Tony T is always worth hearing if you're in that area and you have time to kill between 7 and 9. Well worth looking in on that, but as I said, do book first of all.